Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Finding someone who shares your values in today's culture isn't easy. And being single around the holidays isn't easy either. That's why Catholic Singles created a website and app where single Catholics can meet and get to know each other that focuses on values, activities, and interests. For over two decades, Catholic Singles has been fostering deep relationships because your faith matters. Start today at CatholicSingles.com.
Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to IgnatiusBookClub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about St. John of the Cross, but probably in a way you're not quite expecting. And why? Well, December 14th, so a couple days from when this podcast is out, so Friday this year, is the feast day for St. John of the Cross. And over this past year, my mind and my heart's been really getting pulled back into just going through the text of St. John of the Cross. He was a very prolific writer, you know, so we have a lot of his poems and his commentary on the poems and etc. And I don't know why I've been drawn back so heavily to St. John of the Cross, but even the last couple of my articles on the Catholic Stand have been on different aspects and insights brought forward by St. John of the Cross in relationship to the self and the contemplative life. And one of the things I think can be a little bit dangerous about St. John of the Cross is people divorce his writings from who he was as a person. And that's why I wanted to let you all know a very important aspect of his life. Before, you know, he came into the land of Carmel, you know, he worked in a hospital. That's how he gained money for his family. And he was guided under a priest there, you know, so he had exposure to a lot of death early on in his life, but also a lot of human suffering as he sought to be the avenue and the means for God's mercy in those people's lives. So when you read things like From the Saying of Light and Love, and I have one of his books from the OCDs out, the Collected Works of St. John of the Cross, translated by Karen Canavan. It's sort of the pinnacle translation that many Carmelites use. But St. John of the Cross writes this: "Let Christ crucified be enough for you, and with him suffer and take your rest, and hence annihilate yourself in all inward and outward things." If you weren't aware of the fact that he had such an exposure to pain and suffering early on in his life, you know, that message, that sort of proverbial insight that he gives through the sayings of light and love could be hollowed out a little bit, or seen as some sort of goal that's truly beyond any sort of human endeavor. And technically it is, because without the grace of God, you know, our mere human works will not come to a very good end. You know, he also writes, "We must adjust our trials to ourselves and not ourselves to our trials." You know, it's a simple little sentence, but there's this insight that, you know, the world around us is somewhat malleable and we can work with it to bring it to a place where we can stand before it and endure it and etc. So how is the heart of the person relating to the world and the suffering from it around him? He also writes, "The soul that walks in love neither tires others nor grows tired." Implications about community and etc. You know, and John of the Cross is one of those figures. You know, I'm a O-Carmel. Sometimes people have called us the ancient observant, you know, the original Carmelites. And then during our history, there has been many reforms in the land of Carmel. But one of them was what would become to be called the Theresian reform out of Spain up there. Because of the political issues of the time. The country of Spain really developing its own foundation after being occupied by the Moors for so long, and etc. You know, the ruling king and queen thought that this new reform group, the Carmelites, might be a great spiritual foundation to provide them a cultural identity for a Spaniard. And because John of the Cross was going around and helping Teresa of Avila, etc., there was a moment where brothers from my order locked him up. You know, this was a common practice. Many different religious orders had rooms that were like kind of like jail cells to keep problem brothers from impacting the community and also the world around in negative ways. And we always joke within the Ocarns because we say, oh, we gave St. John of the Cross a sabbatical. But I believe it was during that time when he wrote The Dark Night of the Soul. So he may never wrote or gotten to certain texts unless he had that time where he was just forced not to go around, but locked away so he could just write, even though we didn't plan for him to write, but he did. But then after the Discalced Carmelites broke off, now I believe his father Gratian, one of their early on leaders, got so upset with John of the Cross, he tried to get him removed from the order. So even though we locked him up, the new reform group tried to kick him out, and etc. So you knew the guy was onto something, St. John of the Cross, if he's willing to upset so many people like that. That's a true heir of the prophet, for lack of a better word. But as we approach maybe the spiritual writers, and I've hit on this in other podcasts, but I think it's so important. You know, we put the saints on such a pedestal that they almost seem like superhuman or beyond the human condition, and etc. And it really depletes from the true wisdom that is being conveyed through their lives and maybe their text if they did writing and etc. like that. And we're given so many great saints in the month of December. You know, just right after Christmas, we're St. Stephen, the first martyr. There's John the Evangelist. You know, those are two big figures right there. Thomas Becket, John of the Cross. You know, these are just a couple of them. St. Nicholas, how could I even forget my own saint? You know, my patron. So it's always good to make sure as we're reading a particular saint to also get to know their life a little bit. And I think it's so important to know about St. John of the Cross, this early experience from his boyhood of working in a hospital and of really being with people in a moment of pain and suffering and trying to be that gentle touch of mercy. Because if you just look at some of his very heady work, you know, he was influenced by sort of scholastic theology and etc. because that was the time in which he was raised. You know, you could just think that he is all about mental endeavors in relationship to the faith and the life of the spirit and this having union with God, which is really at the end of the day a gift that God gives by allowing us to come into his presence. But if you realize that he knew human suffering and he was shaped by it so early on, it really offers a whole new light of sight, you know, a way of seeing the different things that he put down on paper. One of the things that always strikes me, now I think I'll bring my podcast to an end on this, is the fact, I don't want to put this, one of his sayings of light and love, I think it was 115, he said, or wrote, I should say, because it's a written work, love consists not in feeling great things, but in having great detachment and in suffering for the beloved. We're in a world right now that seems to be utterly consumed by feelings, you know, feelings, how I feel in an emotive state and an affective self really compels a lot of people in their actions and movement in the world. But we have to be aware that we can't suppress our feelings, but we can't allow them to be the driving force behind the gift that is our humanity. And in order to overcome that great temptation to be chasing after our feelings and etc. and trying to get the next sort of quote-unquote emotional high, we need to work on detachment, of having things in our life be let go of, you know, to open up our hands and let it slip through. Why? So it brings us closer to the beloved, which comes about, of course, through suffering, because if a person, as John of the Cross also wrote, if a person does not seek the cross of Christ, he does not seek the glory of Christ either. So my brothers and sisters, I almost dropped my book there, sorry. And I really love St. John of the Cross, and he is becoming more and more of a brother that I can just rest with and find comfort in his presence. And I hope that came through in the podcast today, and I hope that little insight about his past helps you to maybe appreciate his work in a different way. For he is a man of great love that sought the union of God, not just for his own sake, but as a way of building up all those around him. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform where there's a like, click that like button. If you also want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find my blog posts, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, you can also find videos from my YouTube channel, and there is a contact page. So if you want to email me something that you want me to pray about, or if you need some guidance, you can email me through that. If you're discerning a vocation to the religious life or priesthood, There's a vocation tab there. You can send me information on help you with your discernment of a vocation in your heart. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Please know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.